Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Story time coming through from Osmili featuring Uncle Arthur, and he wrote so many amazing stories, and I want to share this one with you. This one speaks about being attacked by old school English bandits. No, in this country you'd probably say robbers, but yeah, people who steal, thieves. Definitely robbers is a good one. I think that one is the one that the shoe fits in most. So here goes the story. Listen, what is that noise that broke the dead stillness? The lonely traveler looked around sharply. A stone had rolled down the hillside and fallen beside him. He was a little nervous because the robbers hid out along this part of the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. On one side, the ground dropped away. On the other, it rose steeply, so this was an uneven road. All over the hillside were big rocks which robbers could hide behind and wait for passers-by. Does this not sound like a street in Johannesburg? I know, even when you drive, you have to be worried that, if you're driving alone at night, they could just put a stone in front of the car and there'll be an accident and they could rob you or hijack you. It's so scary. It's so scary. Perhaps it was nothing, said the traveler to himself, urging his donkey, because it was back in the days when they used donkeys, not cars. So he moved his donkey forward in the hope of reaching Jericho before the evening time, but he didn't get far. Suddenly, from behind, there we go, those rocks, yep, they leaped. A band of these horrible-looking men who were waving sticks and knives, shouting at this man to stop. So he tried to run away, obviously, but it was difficult to encourage his donkey to just move on faster. And in a moment, the robbers had reached him. They beat him up with their sticks and stabbed him with their knives and said, fell to the ground bleeding, and he became unconscious. So he was breathing, but not aware of what was happening around him because he was so hurt. And as he lay there half dead, the robbers then stripped off his clothes. They took any valuable that he had on him. They even took his donkey, and then they hurried off. They left. They left him there for dead. He was naked, he was bruised, and he was bleeding. Oh, this poor man. He lay there on the road for hours. And after some time, you know, he started becoming aware again. His consciousness was returning, and he felt this awful, awful, awful pain of his wound, or rather his wounds, because they hurt him really badly. He was too weak to even call for help. Oh, my friends, this was a time when there were no cell phones. It's not like he could reach into his pocket. Even if he had had one, they would have taken it because it would have been valuable. You don't know what time it is. They take your watch. Like, how does he get help in a desert? Like, there's no one there. It's at night. Oh, this was a horrible, horrible experience he had. But after a while, he heard some footsteps. Well, at least someone was coming. At least someone was coming. There was some hope. And the person got closer. And the wounded traveler noticed that he was a priest. Yay! He was so excited. At least someone is coming by. Surely the priest would help him. Oh, but no. Mm-mm. The priest was unfortunately very selfish. I mean, a priest is like a pastor. Imagine a pastor not helping someone. He just looked across the road at the poor man who was suffering. He walked away from him as fast as he could. Why? He believed he was in a hurry to some church program. Uh-oh. And maybe, to be fair, maybe he was just scared that while he's trying to help this man, besides being late for the program, the robbers might also catch him. And he didn't want that. Mean? Perhaps. Probably. Well, the footsteps gradually died. And the poor wounded man lost hope. He felt he couldn't live much longer. But just then he heard more footsteps again. Yes, they were drawing nearer. Surely this person would help him. It was a Levite, a man who worked in the temple at Jerusalem. So this is like the elder of the church. And he was excited, like, okay, these people help other people. So hopefully he's not going to be like the pastor, you know. He's going to be more understanding. He deals with the people more. So, yeah. He came across the road and he looked down at this poor, naked, suffering man. What do you think he did? Oh, wow. Just like that, pastor. He just left. He left the man lying there and he hurried away. Why would anyone do this? Why? Maybe he was scared of wounds and seeing injuries and having to help someone and he didn't want that. Or maybe he didn't want to spend this time that it was going to take him to get home. I mean, it was quite late. You know, maybe he was really in a hurry. But was that a nice thing to do? Oh, well. I wonder how he would have liked to be left lying naked and wounded on the hard road. Hurts, and the pain gets worse with every minute that goes by. Well, again, the footsteps died away. And again, the hopes of the suffering man just sank. Anyone help him? It's getting quite late. Every minute seemed like an hour. Oh, what was that? Flip-flops? Okay. That's a human being, right? Oh, yeah. Someone was coming on a donkey. Would he stop? I mean, would you have much hope if this was your experience? The poor man began to hope again. But as the rider came into sight, he recognized him as what you would call an enemy, someone who was different to him. You see, he was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans and the Jews had no love for each other. Think about any kind of discrimination. What, I don't know, what comes to your head? Maybe in other parts of the world, you could think of a white person, a black person, and you're like, they don't like each other. You could think about people who come from different countries, and you're like, oh, she's from Zimbabwe, and he's from South Africa. They don't like each other. Or you could think of maybe different tribes. Maybe you could be like, oh, that's a Tsonga person and that other one is a Xhosa person and they don't like each other. Any differences that you can think of? Yeah. That would be someone that you don't expect help from. Maybe you go to church and the person who comes your way is someone who drinks alcohol. Maybe you have money and someone who comes your way is what we might call in South Africa, ipara. A person who just takes drugs and they smoke and they are not necessarily clean. Maybe you think, if maybe adults, for the adults, maybe you are thinking, ah, that man is gay. and you're not gay and he comes out, would you want him to help you? Or just because he is gay, you don't want him to help you? That was kind of like the situation here. Very extreme people who did not really take a liking for each other. So he just was like, oh, well, that's too bad. That's too bad. I'm not going to get help. That's it. I'm going to just die here. Mm-mm. The Samaritan stopped. Unlike the pastor, unlike that elder, the Samaritan, the person who you think, I cannot stand this human being, that's the person who stopped. He stopped to help this poor man who was lying beside the road. He jumped off his donkey. He came toward him and apparently didn't care what the man was, that he's a Jew. He didn't care. He didn't care that he was a Jew. He just saw someone who needed help. Poor fellow, he said, and he stood over the injured traveler. Can I help you? And he started opening one of the saddlebags that he had on his donkey, and this good Samaritan took out some pieces of cloth and some ointment, and he wrapped the poor man's wounds. Then he gave him something to drink. You know, he medicated him. He dressed him in some of his own clothes. Remember, he was naked because they took his clothes. And helping him carefully to his feet, the Samaritan gently lifted this man up, put him onto his own donkey, and slowly they made their way toward the inn. It was like a B&B these days, ne? It stood on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho, which was where they were located, and the Samaritan walked all the way, guiding the donkey with one hand and supporting the wounded man with the other. And when they arrived at this B&B, the Samaritan called this owner of where this man would sleep, and he told him what had happened. And then he arranged for this wounded man to be put to bed, kept there until he got better. And since he had been robbed of all his money, the Samaritan told the owner that he would pay the whole bill. And he said goodbye to the sick man and he went on his way. Wasn't that a very kind person? Well, there's more to the story. See, when the Samaritan did this kind deed, he had no idea that anyone would ever hear about it. He just did it because he believed it was the right thing to do. But the owner of this B&B, the innkeeper, didn't keep the story to himself. He told others, and even Jesus heard about it. And Jesus was so pleased that he repeated the story in one of his talks, telling his hearers that this was just the way he wanted them to treat their enemies. Jesus wants us to remember the story of the Good Samaritan, and then to always be kind to those in trouble, treating others as we would like them to treat us. That is the moral of the story. Do good to others, even if they don't do good to you. What a beautiful, beautiful story.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.